I closed my fingers around the stone again and pushed stiffly to my feet. The November sun had long since disappeared, taking the last of its faint warmth with it. Leafless maples and oaks sat in silence amid deepening shadows, and I shivered, tucking the stone back into my front jeans pocket. I'd lost track of how long I'd been out here again, but it had been long enough that my fingers hovered somewhere between painful and numb. My hips didn't feel much better, and I wouldn't be surprised to hear them creak when I started back toward the little cottage a few dozen feet away. For the moment, however, I remained where I was, flexing and uncurling my stiff fingers, not yet ready to join the others. Light spilled from one of the cottage windows, the bedroom I shared with Phoenix, into the gathering dark. As far as safe houses went, the place Talia had found for us wasn't fancy. But it was enough for four women needing to lie low, while they healed after narrowly escaping capture and/or death at the hands of various mages. Well, three women. Because despite the injuries I'd sustained in my own fight, the stone had taken care of any healing I'd needed. Which was a whole other problem as far as I was concerned, but I digressed. Location-wise, the cottage sat an hour outside the city of Kingston, which meant that we could still get supplies, but we were isolated enough to satisfy Talia, who remained the vigilant cop, despite having taken an extended leave of absence so she could look after us. Her words, not mine. Because the looking after us part was debatable, in my opinion, given the pins and plates holding her wrist together after our fight with Eldon Rusk and his mountain monster in the woods that night. But she'd been right about us being safe here. A woman from the local mosque, one of the Obsidian Sisterhood that Sister Margaret was part of, delivered our groceries once a week. We'd gone into town for medical appointments needed by Phoenix and Talia, and no one had followed any of us for the entire time we'd been here. All 7 weeks of it. 7 weeks of trying and failing to tap into the stone's powers, all while knowing that if the mages weren't out there looking for us, it meant they were looking for Methuselah, which was actually worse. Much worse. I scowled, thinking back to that night, and the consortium of mages that Rusk had claimed he belonged to. Mages in general were bad enough, but an entire organized consortium? The idea was terrifying, especially if Rusk had been telling the truth about them already having the other five stones. Because that meant that if they got to Methuselah before I did, I drew a steadying breath, one step at a time. Talia saw the orthopedic surgeon tomorrow morning, hopefully for the last time, and Phoenix had one more appointment with the eye surgeon in the afternoon. And then we'd be on our way to Quebec City and the Ursuline nuns. Given that the alien had disappeared from their care 8 months ago, it wasn't a lot to go on, but it was a place to start. And it was more than the mages had. We hoped.